We go proudly South African on Local Vocal.
Yeah, this is Lotus FM. Oh, Auntie Ramba, she's a killer, isn't she? But yes, of course, this is Lotus FM. And I hope you are ready for Zarina Sable, because we are for sure.
Zakia Ahmed Siddiqui on Local Vocal.
And let's welcome Zarina Sable to Lotus FM. Zarina, hi.
Assalamualaikum. How are you, Auntie Zakia?
I am very well, Zarina. It is so good to be chatting to you. I wish you could be in the studio with us.
Oh, I really wish I could have been there too. It's so, so nice to speak to you again, Auntie Zakia.
And I know it seems like forever. But we've never ever had, this a full-on chat. Together, and it's crazy. Now everybody laughs at me, right? Because they know that I'm not one who likes to be called auntie. But
I'm so sorry.
No, but you know that too, right? But,
yes, I'm so sorry.
But no, but I was just going to say to everybody, I know Zarina from the time she was a toddler.
Yes.
So I'm going to let it slide this time. Okay.
No problem. Next time I'll call you by your name.
No, it's cool. I've known you since you were a toddler, and it's great to be chatting to you. And really, you have so much to offer to the music scene as well. How is Cape Town?
It's absolutely amazing, Auntie Zakia. Like, in last year, we've done, I did a production, and there are just so many productions that have been done in Cape Town. Musically, it's been amazing. We've always been having gigs. But other than that, the weather's great, and Cape Town is great, so I can't complain.
Great. Cape Town is great. And, you know, with people like you in Cape Town, Zarina, it becomes even more awesome. It is, like, so cool. You know, everybody talks about
so much.
Take away the wind and all of that, and Cape Town is beautiful.
Yeah, of course.
All right, so let's get right into it, right? I'm going to be playing a song which everybody absolutely loves. Lots of songs of yours, actually. And we're hoping, I've already got requests for you to sing some of your favorite songs live as well, Zarina. Which I've told the people that, I told listeners, you are definitely going to be doing that. But, you know, I mean, when I say I know you from the time you were very little, and that's only because I know your mum. On the music scene, and I've seen her perform, and we've been in a couple shows together, you know, so that's no surprise that you are actually, you know, following in that footsteps, or should I say in the vocals.
Yes, of course, Auntie Zakia, when I was like much younger, my mom toured Joburg and Durban. They did, I think, over 70 shows. It was called the Chick Day Brothers shows at the time.
Absolutely.
And my mom was always my inspiration. I know, like, being a toddler, you know, sleeping backstage and going to all the rehearsals, I always looked up to my mom. I always thought, you know, one day I would love to be like her. I never ever thought that I would be able to, you know, sing on stage. I wasn't that confident when I was younger. But alhamdulillah, you know, with time, my mom gave me the inspiration. My mom also gave me all the support, but not only my mom. You know, through the journey, I've had so many people, you know, pushing me and guiding me. So I was very, very fortunate. I must say, I was truly fortunate to have had people in my life to have guided me and pushed me through this journey. When I started, it was my grandfather. My grandfather always did sound for me. And then my uncle also, he always used to promote the shows. So he also guided me a hell of a lot. And all I can say is I'm pretty fortunate to have had those people around me in my life.
So my question is, I know, you know, being a toddler, being with mom, being backstage, all the excitement and catching you sometimes sleeping. So why did it take you so long? Because you only started at 16.
Yes. Now, like I said previously, I was so nervous. I enjoyed music. I loved music. It was always my passion. But I was very, very shy. So I never wanted to be out there. I was just to admire my mom. But I never even knew how I would actually, you know, put myself on stage or expose myself or a talent or my talent to anyone. I never actually believed even that I had a talent or that I could sing. And one day we were actually watching, I was watching Sarigamapa with my grandfather, and one of the songs came up and I started singing. And my grandfather then, you know, he just kind of quietly sat and listened. And after that he went to my mom and he said, can you know that Serena can sing? And so my mom was like, you know what, she sings sometimes at home, but why are you asking me? And then he said, you know what, I heard her sing, and I think you should encourage her to sing. And before I knew it, I was going to music classes where my singing instructor told me, listen, we're having a concert and you need to be part of this concert. And I was like shocked out of my wits because I was like, I don't even sing in front of my family. So how am I supposed to sing in front of an audience? Like, I know my mom did it, but, you know, I'm a different person. I'm too shy. And so with that, like, I think a lot of the family members, a lot of family friends, they kind of encouraged me and they pushed me, and I had that huge support system. And that is basically how I then started. And eventually, that show never even came off that I started at the music school.
But it's a good thing that it happened.
Yes, exactly. So that is how I actually started, and then I came out of my...
You know that we have an hour to go, right? So hold that thought.
Okay.
Hold the thought. Because we need to listen to some of your songs. And
this,
Zarina, is an absolute hit. So we're going to listen to it together, okay? Zarina Sablay of Cape Town. I got to tell you, Zarina, goosebumps moment for sure. You got to listen to this, okay? Because this is what has been said.
Salam, namaste, and vanakam. We are on this plane. Local is lekker. And the flight journey is 95.3. Heading from Richards Bay to everywhere. While the music is good and I'm enjoying, local is lekker. And the lady there is singing so sweet and beautiful. Tonti Richards Bay.
There you go, Zarina.
Wow, thank you.
That's from Richards Bay. So before we talk to you some more, everybody is like amazed. And this is what I say, you know, we do have amazing singers in South Africa. OMG, the voice and the song is so beautiful and spiritually transcending. Love to know
Thank
the
you.
Meaning of this beautiful song. Name hasn't been given, unfortunately. Sandra says, so, so beautiful song. All melody. God bless your voice. It comes Aww. From Sandra. And you know, this another WhatsApp says, I'm very surprised with Zarina. Since I have heard her voice, it's been so fantastic. I also tried to figure out if she was a local artist. Now I know. Well done, child. You are blessed with a golden voice. And this comes with a golden gift. It comes from Kay Govender. So,
thank you.
Oh, Rosemary sent the first one where I said, you know, I didn't get a name. And Bob's Pele says, this woman has an incredible, beautiful voice. So we are going to be reading more of the WhatsApps as it comes in. But Zarina, I think we need to chat to you some more. Okay. So in our conversation, you referred to my grandfather. Okay.
Yes.
And not many know this, but your grandfather a giant of a man, right?
Yes, yes. There are so many people in Cape Town who absolutely adore my grandfather, including me, of course. But my grandfather, you know, when he started up Hunt for Talent, he started it up because lots of the youngsters in the area.
Okay, before we go any further, let's tell them who your grandfather is and everybody. I know Cape Town knows it. So does people who are in the show business, people who like, you know, poetry, share, shadi, all of that. They will know who he is for sure.
Okay, so people refer to him as Dada Parker. His name is Abdullah Hussein Parker, but people refer to him as Dada Parker. So lots of people would know who Dada Parker is, especially in Cape Town. My grandfather, generally, you know, he started up the Hunt for Talent years ago because there were a lot of kids in Cape Town who he felt had talent, but the talent was wasted. So what he did was he bought musical instruments, and he invited all of them to his home and said, you know what, try and play these musical instruments and learn it. And he used to have like these rehearsals, and just everybody used to get together and try to sing and try to learn, which is why my mom sings today as well. And my aunt also sang. My grandfather was a sound engineer, so he used to do the sound. And with that came the Chicktay Brothers shows, because they, you know, found talent from all the different kinds of Indian children that came through his hands. And he decided, no, this is perfect now. We need to showcase our talent. And it was so amazing and so brilliant. And, I mean, it's carried through till today. Once the Chicktay Brothers shows was done, it was done under the banner of the RCA. And the RCA stands for Rylands Cultural Association. That's where we lived. So I'm very, very proud of the fact that, you know, my grandfather, my uncle, and my mom were all part of this and part of promoting arts and culture, Indian arts and culture in Cape Town. I'm very, very proud of it. And I'm very happy to be able to actually be involved in the art. And I possibly wouldn't have been involved in arts and culture and singing had it not been for this, to have, you know, started in Cape Town. So I'm very fortunate, and I'm very honored, and I'm very lucky and very proud as well. So, yeah. That's the story in a nutshell.
That's the story in a nutshell. Yeah, I know. It actually is amazing. Your journey has been very, very amazing. So while we talk about mom, let's mention mom's name as well, so everybody will know who she is.
So my mom, when she used to sing, she started singing at the age of 19. And people used to know her as Amina Hussein. So, yeah. Amina Hussein, that's my mom's name.
And there we go, Amina Hussein. And, you know, there are lots of people. I mean, I actually have, I think they came up with just one track on a CD, and I still have that CD with me. Someday I'm going to get mom, you know, to join us. I like that. That was a really quick yes.
Yes, my mom would love to do an interview with you, Auntie Zakia.
Well, I'm definitely going to have mom, because I think she deserves it, really. She has brought so much to come. Culture. And
yes,
we need to speak to her, you know, maybe in the next a few weeks or so we'd have her join us, who knows, but I will definitely chat to her about it. Lots of WhatsApps are coming in. And Bina of Johannesburg, as you mentioned your mom, she says, wow, I know her mom, Amina Hussein. So you see, mom has left a mark for sure. And
alhamdulillah,
So before we play before we play the next song of yours, you know, the recorded one, let's do Zakira. Actually, you know, she said she wants one of Lataji, and I know mom, Asha Bhosle, Lata Mangeshkar. Yes. I mean, she was known for these songs, and obviously you have carried that over with the, you know. But some very interesting facts we are going to be sharing about Zarina as well. This is just the tip of what we've mentioned here too. So it would be great to hear you sing some of your favorite songs, because I know that although you have recorded Islamic songs,
yes,
but you a broad spectrum of songs you would sing, right?
Yes, of course. And exactly, I mean, I started singing off all Bollywood songs, mostly the golden oldies, because that was what I grew up listening to. So obviously, I developed a huge, huge liking to golden oldies. At a later stage, I enjoyed Ghazals done by Jagjit and Chitra. And now I enjoy singing the Islamic content, but I enjoy all of them. I really, really do enjoy singing all of them. Some of the latest songs also are very, very beautiful. So, yeah, at the gigs, obviously, you do what people request.
Right.
And so I sing the Bollywood latest stuff, and I sing golden oldies, because sometimes people still want to listen to the golden oldies.
Cape Town really will never go past the golden oldies.
No, they really won't. We've got a conservative crowd, and they love, they absolutely love music, and they love melodious kind of songs, not the rackety stuff.
Well, honestly, you know, I'm glad they do, because they keep it alive, you know,
in the,
like your mom and your dada. And because of that, well, I'm assuming it's dada, right?
Yes.
So, and because of that, you now sing, you know, the latas and the ashas and all of that.
Yeah,
so
let's
hear you go with that one.
So I'm going to sing a song. Sheikh Ushal is like my favorite artist from the newish kind of artist.
Okay.
So I thought I'll sing something of hers, which is quite popular. It's not very new, but I'm sure the listeners will know this one.
You took our breath away there, Zarina. And, you know, it's when you listen to somebody, you know exactly, you know, how much of talent they have when they sing without music. Because, and you know this, when you sing with music, it kind of keeps your sur and all of that intact, you know.
Yes, of course.
But when you sing without music and you sound like you do, then you've got it, girl. So what did you think? You heard Zarina go without music. You know, what do you think? WhatsApps, I got to tell you, Zarina, are absolutely coming in. I'm going to go through a few of them in a little bit. But that was amazing. And this is what I say on Local Vocal. It was Wowsome. That's what it was. Zarina's, you know you can depend on Local Vocal to bring you best of the local music on a Saturday between 6 and 9. And right now on our local hotspot, we do have Zarina Sable, and she is of Cape Town. So, Zarina, I'm going to be reading some of the WhatsApps that have come in, right? Some of you are sending voice notes. I'll try and play the voice notes as soon as I can. Shanta says, wow, beautiful princess. I love it. Zakira says, this beautiful crisp clarity without instrumentation. Wow. It's from Zakira in Johannesburg. Oh, lots of heart emojis. Jan says, just beautiful. Okay. Mahin says, sis Zarina, lovely music. Tops. Keep it up. You go, girl. Annette says, talented and beautifully sung. Love the song, and I pray Allah take you to new heights. Mashallah, mashallah to your career. From Annette Premlal, okay? And then we have congratulations to you, Zarina. You have a golden voice, beautiful song from Pravesh in Hawick. Dennis Nepal, you know Dennis Nepal, right?
Yes.
He goes on to say, is too good. Okay, Zarina is too good. Voice is international standard. Sur and Tal, 100%. Keep going. From Dennis Nepal, Sohana Sangeet Show Band in Durban. So I'm not going to take up time reading all of it, but we're definitely going to try and go through so many of them. But Zarina, I think we need to listen to another song, right?
Yes, thank you.
All right. You know, before we listen to more of your songs and before I play you some voice notes also that have come in, you were fortunate enough to have had some training, right?
Yes. So I started singing in the year 2004. And by the year 2006, I was taking my gap year. And during that year, my dad said he wants to get me formal training. And we were fortunate enough to have gotten Mr. Kanhaiya Lal Lalwani from India. He was a renowned musician. He used to play the music for some of the Bollywood films, like, I don't know if, I'm sure actually Aunty Zakia knows, Badar, Urja Kale Ka Bateri, you know that violin piece in there?
Mm-hmm.
So it was either him or his son that played that piece. So he came down and he tutored me for 6 weeks. He was actually 81 years old at the time. And at the time I was worried because I thought it's an 81-year-old man, he might be tired and maybe you won't actually want to tutor me. But he was so hardworking, and even though he spoke broken English, he could, you know, converse with me on a regular basis. He used to try his best, and I was a teenager, so I think I was a little bit, you know, immature at that time. But he taught me so much, and so much that I can still use today to actually vocally train and help my own process and singing journey. So I was very fortunate, alhamdulillah, to have had him, you know, tutor me for that 6 weeks and teach me some rags and so on, yeah.
Well, we can hear it coming through, but even before that, you had it. So obviously, you know, a man of his stature recognized that, because he could have so easily said, you know, I'm not wasting my time with this girl. But he saw something in you. And then, of course, you talk about the violin, you know, and you have actually performed with some amazing violinists, haven't you?
Yeah, like I said, I've been very, very fortunate. I don't know if Aunty Zakia has heard Jitendra Thakur. He's a renowned musician also from India. And he was the violinist that played in the movie Mohabbate. So for, I think, the year 2018 and in last year, he came down and there was a show that was held, a production that was held in Cape Town. And the production was mainly Golden Oldies. So So they asked me to be the female vocalist on that show, and I did most of the, you know, golden oldies. And to have been awarded that opportunity to sing with a musician of that caliber was just absolutely amazing. He obviously had a lot of his own musicians that accompanied him, and they are also in their own right, you know, renowned musicians, and they've also played for playback singers and movies and so on. So I was very stressed out, I must be honest with you, to have, you know, like rehearsed before the time. And then also when I met them, I felt like it was a lot of pressure, because I thought these musicians are probably going to think like, well, how can they be playing music for someone like me, who's, you know, just local and, you know, just trying my best. But I learned so much from them, and they were so absolutely amazing to work with. They really taught me a lot, and it was an amazing experience singing with them.
So certainly, I hope you are stopped. Now you're going to stop doubting yourself. You've sung with fantastic people, performed with fantastic people. And Mervyn Pillay, I'm sure, is a name that you're very familiar with.
Yes, I am.
Absolutely right, because he knows Mum very well too.
Yes,
and he WhatsApped to say, Zarina sounds fabulous. Her voice and singing is fantastic. She is truly a proudly South African artist. Glad you have her on Local Vocal. She definitely takes after her mum. And as they say in the Cape, right? Die appel val nie ver van die boom nie. There you go. That's Mervyn's words, by the way.
Yes. Thank you so much to all the listeners for all the beautiful messages, Zarina, and compliments. I really appreciate it.
We're going to be, you know, talking to you a bit more. Time is really moving. I'm looking at the clock and I'm thinking, wow, but I still need to play some voice notes and go through some WhatsApps. But of course, we'll do that. We still need for you to sing more to us. So let's hear this one.
Sakias. Prakash here from Cape Town. This woman is absolutely amazing. Really, what a song. I am just stunned. Well done to her.
Thank you. Wow, thank you.
So there you go. That's Cape Town there for you. But we do have more coming up. Just like to quickly squeeze through the voice notes, because, you know, that actually, I won't be able to listen to all of them, but I don't want to miss out on any. WhatsApps are absolutely crazy. So I got to tell you that even if I do not read all of your WhatsApps, I most certainly will let Zarina have a look at them with your permission.
Thank you.
Salam Zakia D, and salams to Zarina D. Your voice is melodious. You are such an inspiration to all women. Keep up your good work. Thank you. Nenisha of Tongat.
Well, there you go.
Thank you.
Now you do wish you were in the studio, right?
Really, I do.
I know you could have seen all of the WhatsApps that are saying all these beautiful things about you as well. So just one more and then we talk some more.
Okay.
Salam Zakia, it's Rani Pillay from Johannesburg. Serena, what a soothing voice. Really, really enjoying the tunes. Keep up the good work. May Allah shower His richest blessings upon you, and you receive all His duas. Thank you for entertaining us. Really loving Local Vocal, Zakia.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you.
There you go. And there is more, but I'm just going to go through them a bit later, because I really need to talk to you more.
Okay.
And now, you know, it's amazing because you are a mobile physiotherapist.
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about
that. That's my day today. So I actually started singing before I became a physiotherapist. And in my gap year, while I was training, I also decided I'm going to, you know, job shadow and see what it is I would love to do. And yes, physiotherapy came up, and I loved what I saw. I love interacting with people. I love making people feel better. I feel like my job is extremely rewarding. And both with the singing and with physio, I feel like you feel so good when you make people happy, number one, and when you help people. So I feel like with both jobs, I feel happy doing those jobs. So that's the reason why I'm a physio today. And the mobile physio I do mainly for frail care. Most of my patients, they are, say, bedridden, or patients that have had stroke and they cannot easily move to a physio or come to a physio practice. So that's the reason why I go to their houses and I treat them there. But I love treating older people. It reminds me of my grandparents. So I guess that's also why I decided to become a mobile physio and, you know, treat frail care.
So that is so beautiful because, you know, it's what it's so a beautiful way to pay it forward with the frail care. So I'm just curious to know, while you're treating them, do they ask you to sing a song every now and again?
So most of my patients, they would tell me, I never knew you were a physio. I always see you singing, but I never even knew you were a physio. So it's been going around word of mouth that I'm a physio. And yeah, some of them would say, don't you want to sing me a song?
I
joke around like that, but, you know, it's really, really nice. Like, I have a great relationship, you know, with some of my patients, and I really, really appreciate, you know, the support from so many people with regard to the singing and the physio as well. And it's really amazing. I love what I do with both occupations.
Okay, so we need physiotherapy. Okay.
Yes.
We need mental physiotherapy.
Mental physiotherapy. So,
that's something you haven't heard before, right?
No.
Yeah, we need to stimulate our brain. So, yes, how about some physio, you know, with your voice? Another song.
So,
come on.
So, okay. What would you like to hear, Auntie Zakia? Something old or something new?
Anything that comes out of that mouth is going to be beautiful. I think because you sang a more current one with Shreya Ghoshal, maybe an oldie, because of course people know your mum as the oldies, they know Cape Town as the oldies, and we do have people who'd love to listen to some oldies as well.
Okay. Pomili जी भय के देख लीजिए हमको करीब से फिर आपकी नसीब में ये बात हो न हो शायद फिर इस जन्म में मुलाकात हो लग जागरे के फेरे हसी रात हो शायद फिर से जन्म में मुलाकात हो लग जागरे
And that was amazing. I love what you did with that song. You know, there's sometimes, Zarina, when you know a song and there's little itsy bitsy things that will irritate you when people do it. So I'm glad you didn't say.
Yes.
That drives me crazy. I hate
it. Not part of the original. So
know,
many people do that.
So I'm glad that you did that. It's crazy. It is absolutely crazy good. Just listening
Thank
to you.
And
yes, we still have Zarina Sablay for a few more minutes.
Zarina, you got such a beautiful talent, such a beautiful voice. God has blessed you. You go on, my girl.
Thank you.
Reach for the stars. Just enjoying every vibration. Just sitting and just listening to you just takes me to another level. It's Tammy from Johannesburg.
So there you go, Zarina. That was Tammy. But Tammy is overly excited about this, right? Because then immediately after that, she texted and she said, Lotus family, leave all what you're doing and just listen to this melodious voice. Yes, wow. SA Got Talent. Wow, beautiful is not the word. Just don't know how to describe it. So, you know, I'm doing a strange thing here that most people would do. I'm talking so fast, hoping that time would go slower. But Zarina, I think, you know, let's listen to a recording. Then we maybe would get another song from you. And then we'd say goodbye. How's that? Sounds like an idea?
Okay, no problem.
All right. So, yes, Zarina Sable is here with us. And we have to talk about your productions as well. But
no
let's
problem.
Listen to another from your recording. Was it this one that you were talking about or the Ya Nabi Salaam where you said it has the Cape Town flavor?
So, with both of them, I have had the Malay choir to give chorus for me. But Ya Nabi Salaam Alaika would have more of the Cape Townian Maulud Pujis. Okay. What they call it, yeah. So,
all right.
Both of them.
Let's listen. Oh, sorry, I have to fade that one because we have to say goodbye to you in a bit. But tell us about your amazing productions.
So, Auntie Sakya, in last year, September, I decided to try something very different. I decided to bring the Cape Townian culture and the Indian culture together in one production. But my main reason for doing so was because I wanted to do a Mauludun Nabi production. And in Cape Town, there has not been a local artist that has tried to do a Mauludun Nabi production. Generally, we just have Mauludun Nabi programs at the mosque or, you know, help. But it's mostly international artists that come down. But I felt that the Maulud Pujis and the Malay choir, they do such an amazing job of, you know, honoring our Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And I felt that if we could sing Naat Sharifs and if we could sing Nasheeds and if we could sing Maulud Pujis and some Qawwali, why not put all of that together to celebrate one amazing, amazing prophet of ours, Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And that is the reason why I decided to do the production I did in last year. And we had such a success, alhamdulillah. Most of people who attended the show said that they definitely would like to see the show happening again. So there are plans being made for this year, Maulid and Nabi, inshallah. So for Rabiul Awal month, I hope people keep their ears and their eyes open and they attend the show. Alhamdulillah, last year was sold out. And I'm hoping that we will be sold out this year as well. But it was an amazing, amazing experience. And this year it will just be new ideas. It will be new, obviously, content, but also celebrating Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, inshallah.
So, Amin. So, Zarina, I was going to ask you to sing a few lines of a song, but I'm not sure. I still want to listen to Ya Nabi Salaam Alaika. So,
yes, so I think rather play Ya Nabi Salaam Alaika.
I think so too. All the best for the future, Zarina.
Thank you.
You have really, really, it's amazing, you know, the way, what's, how is a surname spelled? Sablay, right?
Yes, yes.
Somebody just asked that anyway. But I'd like to say thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much, Auntie Zakia, for having me. And thank you to the listeners for all the beautiful comments. I really, really appreciate it. Hoping to hear from you guys soon.
Well, if that is your invitation to be back with us, it worked. Okay.
Yes.
Okay, my darling. You take care.
Okay. Thank you, Auntie Zakia.
Thank you. Salam. Lotus FM.